Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor, Tenkar's Tavern Blog, Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group. Oh, I'll drink it all out one breath. And again, Instagram and Twitter-ish things. So yeah, I'm feeling better today. I think it's a combination of the water pills and the inhaler. So I can breathe like a normal person. Mostly, kind of, sort of. So we're getting there. That's your update on the... Because I know most of you don't give a flying fuck. Some of you do. So... It's interesting because I think people are gaming more these days. I know my old EverQuest group, my old MMORPG group, which also had members of my old tabletop group from college and high school. They started playing board games. Bought via, Tabletop Simulator. And I was like, damn. What was it? Gloomhaven or something like that? I guess a quasi board game, role playing game. I might check into it one day. But other stuff I've been asked is it's actually been questions about my preferred type of RPG system. What do I like these days? What do I like to play? What do I like to run? Now, obviously, I have a preference for Swords and Wizardry Light, Continual Light. You know, those are my games. I the first one I wrote, and the second one, James Bond, collaborated on. Yeah, collaborated. I'm feeling that it doesn't mean my brain is fully functional. And I like games that I can run and I don't have to constantly refer back to the rules. Now, how am I with AD&D? I could probably run AD&D pretty much without looking up most of the rules because I ran it for, I don't know, 15 years. But now, at the age of 52, holy shit. Can't believe I just said that. At the age of 52, I like running simpler games. Not simple games. Okay, I'm not saying, I want something that has, a paragraph of rules and everything else the GM makes up on the spot. But I like a solid framework. And yes, if I'm going to run a con game, so what would you like? Roll up your own character. We're ready to running go. Up and running, even with a group that's mostly 5e players in less than 15 minutes. But I also like the Tiny D6 system. Tiny D6 does a lot for a little core system. A core concept of you succeed in a 5 or a 6, and your chance to succeed is going to depend on how many dice you get to roll on those D6s, whether it's 1, 2, or 3. It's fucking brilliant. That is the game. If you understand that concept, you're good. You're ready to play. I think my niece, well, when I actually see her again, it's... Christ. Yeah, how old is Shannon now, Rage? 8?
She turned 9.
Oh, 9. See, I haven't seen her in so long, I forgot her fucking age. The kid's 9. She's ready for, RPG sessions. It's either going to be Swords and Wizardry Light, or it's going to be Tiny D6, and I'm actually leaning toward Tiny D6. Because, I might not be as familiar with the system. I might not be able to riff as easily as I do with Swords and Wizardry Light. Or Swords and Wizardry in general. But my God. She'll pick it up immediately. immediately. And that's the whole point, isn't it? I mean, now, when we are all stuck, all right, 90% of the U.S. is stuck home, right? We're all on basically virtual house arrest. A lot of the world's on house arrest right now, right? We're a shelter at home or whatever they're calling it. We have virtual tabletops. We have Discord. We have Skype or Google Hangouts or Zoom or whatever the fuck we're using. Excuse me, to talk to our friends, our families. The games don't stop. The games just pick up. And I know people, I've said this before, a lot of conventions, a lot of gaming conventions are going to be going online this year. Not just GaryCon. Okay? Goodman Games. Goodman Games is talking about running an online convention. Frog God Games is whispers of running an online convention. North Texas RPG Con. Dallas is currently basically a lockdown state. Right? Texas. If they don't have an in-person North Texas, and if they do, Rich and I probably aren't going because we're in New York State, in New York City. We probably won't be able to leave at the beginning of June. But assuming that it gets canceled, they're going to move to an online con. And I think with online conventions, the simpler rule sets, when I say simpler, again, not simple, but the less crunchy ones, the ones that people can readily pick up and the ones that the GMs can improvise quickly over, they're gonna be the most successful ones out there. Again, Tiny D6, Swords of Wizardry Light, Swords of Wizardry White Box, or Swords of Wizardry Bill Webb version, which I don't even know which edition of the rules Bill Webb refers to, but anything that moves quickly, anything that moves with less referring to your books, because part of the issue is with a virtual game is that the timeout that the GM takes, you're not making eye contact. You're not looking up for your book to bring people back into the game. You look into your book and you're not interacting with them, and you're going to lose your players. They're going to pick up their cell phone on the side or read a PDF on their second screen or whatever. But yeah, simple. Simpler. Keep it simple, stupid, right? Kiss. All right. Folks. Yep, this is the part. Wash your fucking hands, 20 seconds. They're saying that you should be wearing a face covering. But it shouldn't be one of those medical masks. This could be a bandana. Fuck, if you have a mask, medical mask, you fucking wear it. You're not going to send one to the hospital, okay? I'm not saying hoard it, okay? But if you have a mask for every member of your family, you should be using it if you go outside. The priority is you and yours. And by wearing these masks, you keep everybody else safe. And God forbid you or yours has the virus, coronavirus, and is asymptomatic and is not exposed, you know, doesn't appear to have it, but you do. You know, you're basically a plague bearer. So if you're masked up, you're not sharing it. If you don't have soap and water, that disinfecting stuff, that skull gel, as we used to call it, on the job. 6 feet. Remember, 6 feet. I think, you know, what you make hexes now, 6 feet in dungeons, not five. Just so people remember. Come on. Folks, be safe. Be well. Be healthy. Stay healthy. God bless each and every one of you. Roll your dice and roll them well. And I will drop in again tomorrow. Later, folks.